Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by the legends over at Heaps Normal. We're out of summer now, so there's no excuse to get absolutely maggot and just say the sunshine made me do it. It's time to turn your life around. And if you want to take it a bit easier on the booze or have a break for a bit, you've got to get yourself a world award-winning, non-alcoholic, independent beer. And Heaps Normal is the pick of the pack.
Oh, it's everywhere. No excuse for not finding it too. It is everywhere. It's in breweries that haven't got it.
Yeah.
That, like that. Yeah, anyway, good on you. If you cannot find it, you're a loser. Get some.
It's actually on you. If you can't find a Heaps Normal, it is on you. But, Eggy, maybe they're not in the bloody one of the big smokes around the joint and Heaps Normal hasn't made it into one of their local pubs or shops. And if you're stuck in that predicament, what you need to do is get on heapsnormal.com and bloody pick one of the many varieties of non-alcoholic beer they have. Chuck in the code duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Heaps.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I'm going to sleep, this bitch keeps talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Mate, pretty good.
Top of the world. You're back on your feet.
I'm a man who defeated COVID without a booster. So you're looking at quite literally the strongest man on the planet.
Yeah. Scamdemonium down there.
It absolutely destroyed my wife. And here I am, a vape sharing. Woo! Big drinking. Woo! Red-bearded fuckhead. And just clogged my nose for a bit. But trying to stay inside like a good bloke. Mainly because I didn't want to wake up early for breakfast radio, so they sent a kit to my house. You're fucking beauty.
I mean, Victorian good do-gooders are the only ones keeping the COVID testing industry alive, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't imagine anyone outside of that state would even have it. They must be off.
I went to the chemist to ask if they had any rat tests left, and the pharmacist asked me what COVID was. So obviously we're in a new phase of it now.
Oh, I remember the day. People still whinged about it. Comedians were pretty good on the whinge. Over that now. Get on with your fucking lives.
Yeah.
I've been off touring myself. Went to a top little town called Gundaroo.
Well, sounds good.
Did a
good bakery.
Like a hall there that's a couple of hundred years old. It's so old. There's signatures on the wall, which I added to, obviously.
Beautiful.
Unsolicited. People who were there, and comedians there in 1920s.
Oh, wow.
Pretty good stuff. It was a great it's the postcode with more PhDs than anywhere in Australia, apparently, which you can cook the books because it's pretty small.
Hold on.
But still.
Hold on. Is this a town of three and one of them is the doctor?
One
here we go. 33% of the town. PhD.
Doctors.
Yeah, wow.
Pretty much. But yeah, they all turned out. Full hall. Great show.
Beautiful.
Enjoyed myself. You're going back there.
You missed my question though. Good bakery?
Well, I didn't get there during daylight hours.
Oh, in and out.
But no, I don't think so. From what I could see, it was a hall and a pub and a post office.
It's all you really need though, isn't it?
So unless one of them made pies, I doubt it.
That's the best bit about tiny country towns though. You honestly don't know.
Yeah.
You could walk into the post office and you go, fucking, what smells nice?
Pies.
They're shifting
always
shepherd's pies.
World famous pies. Dangerous drive out actually. I had the van, the big, 12-seater high-ace van and
filled with?
oh, filled with merch.
Yeah.
Now my house is full of merch. It's brand new merch out.
If you've seen the news, not the best week to be cruising around in a big white van, but
yeah,
that was you with books, lots of books.
Stopped off at Bunnings for some Ozzito, sent my mate in to get some Ozzito tools, single-use power tools.
Jesus.
Anyway, books out.
You went and did what sounds like the sussest thing ever. You had to hire a white van and drive to a dock.
Central Coast, yeah.
To pick up your books from a dock.
Yeah. And then, well, it wasn't a dock. It was a big warehouse up in the Sunny Coast. And then straight from there down to Quinby and via Goulburn. So,
oh, man.
Same thing. In Adelaide this week, mate, hence the lo-fi intros for the next 2 weeks.
Hey, by the way, you're already shifting. The reason you've gone up there, if you missed the last couple episodes and you're just tuning in, Heggie's got a book out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not a kid's book either, as much as I know you wanted to.
Not a memoir.
Yeah. No. Scratch and sniff. Just you pulling different faces and you scratch and smell the farts that you do under different.
Yeah. You look at it different angles, see different things, that sort of stuff.
What is your book? How do people get your book?
Well, I was planning some sort of social media campaign to release it, but that's a bit slow off the mark. But you got to come to a show at the moment to get one, but probably this week you'll be able to get it at lukeheggie.com. And I'm away, so there's a certain pint-sized family member of mine who's going to send them.
Oh, great.
So we'll see about that.
And, of course, if you see Heggie in person and what's your book called? Fuck, you're hopeless at plugging your shit.
It's called If You Must Know. And come to a show this week and next in Adelaide I'll be, and then Gold Coast, Canberra, and then Melbourne.
And, of course,
fucking ages.
Gentlemen prefer?
Oh.
Cash.
Do they ever. Anyway.
You're on the road. Mid-flight brawl will be on the road soon as well. Melbourne and Perth. The tickets are absolutely flying. April 20th during the Comedy Festival. Basement Comedy Club, we've got an afternoon live mid-fly brawl. And then Perth, is it May the 4th? I want to say.
Yeah, you demanded May the 4th.
Of course. mm-hmm. In the afternoon before Heggie's live show at the Perth Comedy Festival. So come and do the mid-fly brawl, Luke Heggie exacta. And then
trifecta, I think you'll find, because there's a little book launch in between, I believe. Right. So
We'll be swapping the traditional microphones for the headset mic, the Tony Robbins mic.
Hands freeze.
I'll interview you about your book and then you can get everyone brave enough to walk across hot coals at the end.
Yeah. Anyway, chock-a-block full of stock.
The weekend after that, finally out to the listeners who aren't a part of Patreon, but I think Patreon by this point may have taken all the tickets. May the 11th, live mid-flight brawl, midday show. Good Chat Comedy Club. Get a couple rumbos in you in the daylight.
Brisbane, we're talking, don't forget.
We'll be up in Brisbane.
Yeah, we'll be at the Caco, 11 a.m. opening time.
Oh, yeah.
Steaks with toppers and then straight up for the show.
You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm going to do a before and after photo because I'm flying up and back that day.
Yep.
Because a few weeks later I have to go to fucking Albania for a wedding.
What?
So I'm trying to, Josiah, our anchor at the radio show, is getting married in the very nifty location of Albania.
To an Albanian?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that tempers it slightly, but still, my answer would be no, I'm not going.
Yeah. But I'm
enjoy yourself.
I'm trying to rack up some home time at the minute so I can absolutely send it. But that May the 11th, oof. How I leave the house that morning and how I return after a day trip to Queensland, it's going to be two very different Nick Codys.
Yeah, righto. Ah, oh, you got time. Time in the lounge to sober up.
That's where they get you, though.
You'd be right. We should boot on, mate.
All right. Should we get into the episode? It's an absolute cracker. Once again, we are down the line from one another for the intro, and each week we're down the line. Heggie's got a Zoom background with a grim past. I'll be honest. This looks like a rendered image of like a university or a school that hasn't been built yet, but this is what they're promising you. It looks amazing.
No, this is it. There's some kids in the front foreground there.
Yeah, but they're all blurry, like AI.
Oh, right. Yeah,
is that an actual place?
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's in
It's got to be
beautiful.
Well,
Bellevue Hill in Sydney.
Bellevue Hill.
Mm. It's Cranbrook School for boys, strictly for boys.
At the moment.
Well,
but, I don't know why I've brought this up. Nothing bad has ever come out of an all-boys school, Heggy.
No. It's at least two blokes.
Two blokes? Who? Mm. Who we got?
Well, you and me came out of all-boys schools.
I didn't.
No.
Fuck off.
Wasn't your grammar school boys?
No.
Oh, they let girls in there. Oh, that explains a bit. No, Cranbrook. I mean, it's not. There hasn't been a murder here recently or anything. But it's 42k a year school. They're talking about letting Sheilas in, caused a big ruckus.
Oh, is this the one where the blokes also were out the front, sort of protesting, and there was like a bloke in his 60s.
That
crying.
Was another one. Oh. This one, I believe, is on Four Corners this week. I've not seen it. The headmaster swept a bit of sexual abuse shit under the rug from his days at Geelong Grammar down your way.
Ah.
Here he is. Anyway, a few little old boys sexism things.
I thought every rug at an all boys school was a bit bumpy underneath.
Oh, yeah.
There's no flat rugs at an all boys school anywhere.
They don't have rugs. They rolled them up and whacked the fucking kids with them.
Oh, no good. Did you ever say, did your school, surely, an all boys bloody Christian school in Brisbane, bumpy rugs?
Off. Yeah, big time. A lot of my old primary teachers, they're away, for some for good.
You ever try and play test match cricket? Remember the board game?
Yeah.
You try and play test match cricket, but your parents are using the dining room table, so you try and put it on the carpet out the back.
Yeah.
Some fucking...
So you go to field something, ball hits a pedophile, whacks you in the head. Yeah. Thank fuck I wasn't a boarder. That's all I can say for my primary school years. Anyway, all fun and games, as they used to call it. We better get in, mate.
Grim. Now I know why all those faces are blurred in the picture. All right, it is time to get into the episode. Hope you enjoy it. If you want to get them earlier, get access to our live shows, tickets earlier, hear the spin-off pod, Land Larrikins, which has over 70 episodes up for you to enjoy right now. Get at patreon.com/midflightbrawl. And Heggy's on tour as well with his new show, Grogan. Get to lukeheggy.com. Adelaide, go check him out in the next couple of weeks. Rest of the cities, we'll see you soon live.
All right.
Enjoy the ep.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right. We're looking at this week. British Airways, 19 March 2015.
Ooh.
Jamaica to London.
Ooh.
Unnamed woman, 46. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
On a flight home from Jamaica, the woman was said to have been drunk. There's a few incidents this episode.
But is this there's 3 weeks in a row people just going back to England after holiday?
It'll after be holiday? Every week from now on. 'Tis the season. She began to strip off her clothes and started performing a solo sex act. Hopefully some dancing beforehand or something.
What sort of flight is this on? Which airline?
British Airways.
Wow.
BA. Flight landed in Gatwick. The woman was arrested.
She was what?
She was.
Status arrested.
But then let off with a caution.
Wow.
How's that go?
Hot then.
Mm. This seems a bit off. Mm. Like, how can we enjoy an equal society? And I keep hearing things around the traps about women getting paid less by employers for doing exactly the same job in comedy all the time as men, even though it's illegal. Should be reported. Maybe a good starting point would be equal incarceration terms to women and men exposing themselves on planes.
Mm.
Got to start somewhere. Need to have parity there. Like when a female...
It is fucking crazy. Mm. She's... just flicking the bean on a plane. Don't worry. All right, lady, no more of that.
Yeah. It's like when a female school teacher gets busted with a 16-year-old boy and everyone says, what? That kid's a hero.
Yeah.
Among his mates. Nobody got hurt. Move on. Wrong. Pedophilia. Cut and dry. Lock her up. Throw away the key. Also, I reckon, like if that were me or you, your name would be in the front. It wouldn't be a John Doe.
No.
Doing a solo sex act nude. on a plane. With Nicholas J. Cody's at it again.
By the way, was everyone's phones broken or were they in Yonder pouches or something? Like it was a Dave Chappelle concert? How is there not 300 angles of this very thing happening?
Don't know. You probably look fucking sus as a bloke pulling out a phone to film.
Yeah, that's true. That's how they nude. Get you.
Yeah. It's entrapment. You're like...
you get done for being a pervert.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You grotty man.
Trying to catalogue the news here. All we know is this woman was from Southwest London. Could be any of those actresses from EastEnders.
Oh, I also imagine too she got let off because they tried to interview a bunch of blokes on the plane that were with their wives. It's like, what did you say? I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
See what?
I was looking straight at my wife and having a conversation at the time, so I wouldn't know. Yep. Didn't look over her shoulder once. While sniffing around, I found a Gatwick strip search story from the same era. A couple with a small child got stopped on the way into Gatwick. The woman had a 46D bra on with 180,000 GBP of cocaine in it.
Oh.
Fun bags.
Yeah.
Lots of them. Anyway, back on Jane Doe. One of the UK's leading reputable media enterprises, the Metro.
You sure that the powder in there wasn't just crushed up any inflammatories?
Wayne Carey.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did they even check or did they just assume cocaine straight away?
That's put a street value
you
on
can't
it.
Can't do that.
There you go.
Mm.
Street value of that many like headache pills would be quite a lot of money anyway, wouldn't it? Nurofen ain't cheap. I haven't bought them for a while, but last time I remember, they were fucking expensive.
Mm.
I'm paying for people to make shit out of my fucking Nurofen. I'm subsidising that.
Why are you saying Nurofen? Nurofen.
You sound like a fucking...
What? Nurofen?
I don't want to say it. Nurofen.
Like it's out the corner of your mouth. Fucking get a fucking Nurofen. Whoa, ooh, Sydney.
Thunder.
Boom.
Anyway, the Metro had a photo in the article about this because there's no photo of Jane Doe, obviously. What do they have a photo of?
That article?
The Metro.
It'll be boobs.
No, the free paper you get at the Underground. They had a dildo of some description with the caption, "She may have been using a sex toy." That's fucking journalism. What a time. That's amazing. Just a picture of a stock.
Yeah.
Probably had the stock thing in diagonals across the.
They used to have it, MX or something, in Melbourne.
Yeah.
That paper. MX, maybe?
MX.
And there'd be a couple of, you know, someone's made up some, you know, what I heard on the train, there'd be a few different quotes.
Oh, yeah.
You could text in what you heard on the train, but I'd always read them and, you know, they're not on the Werribee line.
No.
I'm yet to read, what are you fucking looking at, you dog slut?
Yeah, right, yeah. That'd be good to send. If you just overwhelm them with that, they'd print one every now and then. Stop looking at me. Fuckhead. Those ones, there's all sorts of those fucking free. I don't know how the free press still exists.
My mate and I want to start an Instagram account called Dairy Deros.
Yeah.
And it's just Deros every time. Dairy product, a big M fucking 2 litre.
Yeah.
What are the other Breaker iced coffee?
I think they've crunched the numbers. That can fill you up, like for, you know, bang for your buck.
Like calories.
2 litres of chalky milk probably get you through 24 hours, I reckon.
So you say just pockets the sheer off, calorie amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's calorie dense.
Yeah.
It's like breast milk. Yeah.
Don't tennis players and shit drink chalky milk?
Really?
I don't know.
Fuck.
They eat a lot of bananas. I'll give them that. But yeah. I think
that's if those are the two groups in society drinking chalky milk, Deros and tennis players, again, it's a bit like the other week, the new money, old money, chandeliers.
What's the crossover?
That's the crossover.
Yeah.
Chalky milk.
Chalky milk. It's a great leveller. David from Solihull.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone, a highly successful person,
drink chalky milk.
With a chalky milk, like a little, or even a Dare iced coffee or something.
Yeah. Energy drinks are not for the one percenters, nor is chalky milk, I don't think. You know what I miss? greatly. And I think it's a Queensland thing, but eggnog, Paul's eggnog. What a fucking drink.
Well, Big M. Egg flip.
Never had it.
I think it must be a similar thing.
This was a fuck good drink. It was okay. Great.
They bring it back occasionally.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Maybe Christmas time there's an eggnog. Yep. Fucking good stuff. I enjoyed that. David from Soul Hull commented, Jamaica, no, she did it voluntarily. So, that's what we're looking at.
Good gear.
Metro. Get around old-fashioned journalism and support the Metro. Second incident today. We've got three, I believe. I can't remember. Three. Ural Airlines.
Ooh.
25 March 2019. Domodedovo Airport, Moscow. Unnamed man, 38. Here we go. From Yakutsk, East Siberia. From Risk.
What'd you call me? Oh.
You ever played Risk?
No.
I thought those joints were fictitious. They're on the Risk board, the way some of your colleagues feel about Australia being fake. That's what I thought about fucking Yakutsk and whatever they're calling them on Risk. But they're there.
Which one was Risk? Is that you end up trying to control the world?
Yeah.
I mean, I only played it a couple of times. Yeah.
But I remember enjoying it. It's always some fuckwit who's right into it, though, a bit too much.
Mm. Like everything.
Yeah. Monopoly. You've ever played Monopoly?
Yeah.
There's
kids' Monopoly
now. That's a violent game.
That's how they're trying to get kids into the real estate market early. Peppa Pig. My kid's got Peppa Pig.
What's that even fucking mean?
Peppa Pig Monopoly.
What, trying to get kids capitalist early?
Yeah.
Or into real estate?
Mm.
So they're still buying houses and shit?
Yeah, but it's all the different characters for Peppa Pig. And it was good just to sit down. My two-year-old.
Star Wars crossover.
Well, two-year-old ended up winning because we just rolled the dice for him and he ended up just fucking caning us, proving that's how real estate actually works. If you have a bunch early.
Roll the dice.
He ended up just walking off. He was doing colouring in. And then we'd say, Max, it's your turn. He's like, roll dice, daddy. So I roll the dice. But he already owned everything. So we're up there trying to work hard, but behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
He caned us. They just caned us.
This man passed through check-in with no incident. Once you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Through, you began stripping off until fully naked and running toward the boarding gate in Moscow. That is a big move.
Yeah.
Witnesses said he did not appear drunk. Then I've been drunk before without appearing so.
Yeah.
So another witness said he shouted that he was naked because clothing impairs the aerodynamics of the body.
There you go.
He flies with more agility when undressed.
He needed that Kathy Freeman suit.
Even in a plane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's onto something. Everyone should just be nude on a plane, solve a lot of problems.
Oh,
they could just
the cleaning in between is going to be,
make the seats out of enamel, fucking hose it out. Much less drug smuggling. A couple of little bags and bums. That's a bit of contraband wedged in fat rolls. Inconsequential. You're not going to see 46D bras and shit full of anything. I don't know. Hose the joint out. Get the plug, like we've talked about.
I wouldn't be surprised if at some point
that happens.
The planes just are just getting hosed.
Fucking your own personal body shape bath, pretty much. You're sitting in that. Bring your own cushion.
Oh, no, they end up just having almost bus seats.
Yeah.
Those old school bucket, like an orange bucket bus seat.
Fuck. Short flights, I don't see that outside the realm of possibility.
Mm.
Could well happen. He was arrested at the airport and taken to a medical facility, which is known in those parts as underground, in the ground. Come with us, mate. So grab that shovel. We're going to the medical facility. There's been some comments.
Hospital? I said medical facility.
Ned Kelly 100 from Noosa.
Oh.
Has commented, I too am more aerodynamic when naked. I have an excellent vertical stabilizer when fully extended.
Just a he should have the internet taken off him. Oh, that's fucked.
That's just
no. It's just shit. Like absolute rubbish, isn't it?
That's coming through our mics now. That was another big
thunder. It's raining pretty hard out there now.
Yes, and now Virgin will use this to their advantage.
Oh, you won't get home.
I don't think I'll be on the 5 p.m. flight.
You can come to Unicycle Hockey tonight.
As big a chance of you getting to Taylor Swift on the weekend, I reckon.
Man, it is unreal. Monday night is
That's what I told you about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
The Monday night. Is there different?
Sunday's a bit more casual.
Mm.
Monday night, they are fucking keen.
Are you getting on there? Are you getting amongst it? No.
No. They keep telling me to. I'm like, oh, it's his thing. I don't want to fucking muscle in. Plus, I'm going to really hurt myself.
Yeah.
Doing it. It's very skillful, and I'm not skillful.
Mm-hmm.
And taking up new hobbies at my age is a fucking mistake.
Mm.
So I'm very wary of that.
Especially one-wheeled hobbies.
Yeah.
Wee.
That's a big one.
That's above
that's
us.
Close. Yeah. This isn't going to cut out, is it?
See how good the windows are here at Acast while we sit in a room with
that would have come through. I
electrical equipment.
Earphones. Ah, oh, fuck it.
Right. What a way to go.
It's a little sponge on my mic. It's not getting through that. I reckon that's bullshit anyway. Remember the old don't answer the phone during a storm?
Mm.
Someone died. Bullshit. I reckon that's like hamburger before going in the pool. On your mobile phone while you're at the petrol station. Mobile phone in a plane. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
They've committed to it and now they're fucked.
Yeah.
They can't go back and get, the adults were wrong.
That's where they lose a lot of people early to conspiracy theories, I reckon.
Because there have been a few things like this that are actual bullshit.
Yeah.
Therefore, I told you so.
Of course. I work with a conspiracy theorist who tells you they're not conspiracies because they always come true. Okay. You go, well, maybe 2 in 100, but 5G towers spreading COVID. You tell me about that one.
How's that going?
How's that? Don't worry about it.
They committed
Biden's
to
Biden's a lizard. No. Right. They forget the ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Numbers game. You ever get nude? Big thing for some men just to get fucking nude up around the place. Nude runs, all this sort of thing.
No. I don't have the rig or the cock to be nuding up.
Even so, like, my God, this thing's weird.
Mm. I don't like those European baths where it's like you have to be nude.
Yeah.
I don't want to put my bare ass on a fucking hot sauna bench.
Fuck no. I don't even do it in a – if I'm in a hotel or motel on my own, I still won't. Maybe between the shower and my clothes. But, so you could accidentally open the door on a fucking, room service or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're in the news. Plus, someone else has probably wiped their unmentionables on the fucking couch I'm about to sit on, nude.
Mm.
Fucking yuck.
Yeah, it's tough to sit down anywhere in those joints.
Yeah. Man, our flagship, I think, I can't remember how many incidents we got here. This is a better one. This is a longer one. Our third incident for the week, because we're doing nudes.
Mate, I'll just keep eating snacks, yeah?
Why are you putting food in your mouth while we're about to talk on Don't Care?
Breaky radio, man. Professional.
Do you just munch on chips and shit when you...
Nah.
You ever get stuck with a full mouth?
Mm.
Yeah, right. I was doing a gig with Chris Ryan the other night. She was emceeing and she'd just eaten something, walked on. You could fucking tell. She's like, all right. Just still swallowing food.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Dog with the peanut butter in the mouth?
Yeah. I fucking don't. Awful. Our third incident this week comes from Frontier Airlines, 25 May 2016.
Oh, hold on. Oh.
And we're looking at Denver to Portland. Rocky Mountain High. While we're down here. R.I.P. John Denver.
Mm. Plane crash?
Died in a home-built aircraft kit plane. He didn't even build it. Just took a half-hour test flight and said, yeah, good job. I'll take it. Except the fuel tank selector handle was over the shoulder, right?
Oh.
And the fuel gauge was behind the pilot.
Perfect.
Couldn't see it. John had a mirror on a stick to check the fuel levels. The size of it was somewhere between a dentist mirror on a stick and a Gaza border security under the car mirror on a stick. took off with less than half in one tank, a quarter in the other.
Which he thought was over half in one tank and three quarters in the other. Did he get the
mirror? Yeah.
Oh, we are fucking on. Right.
What side's the tank? They said, you want more fuel, John? Nah, I'll only be up for an hour.
Yeah.
Comes time to change tanks.
Looking at a backwards E like Eminem. Just going, oh, yeah, we should be all right.
Comes time to change tanks. You've got to lean around behind yourself to get to the handle. Turning around, you push your foot down on the rudder pedal.
Mm-hmm.
Your time. Fucking uncontrollable. In the end, Rocky Mountain low.
Oh, no.
Rocky Mountain too low by John Denver. Like a comet blazing across the evening sky. Gone too soon. More like a balsa wood kit fucking model plane blazing across the evening sky. Famous people and planes don't mix, do they?
No. I think anyone building their own plane it's fucking insane to me.
Yeah.
It must be a rush. The feeling you must get from building your own aircraft and then taking it into the sky must be phenomenal. But, you know, the juice ain't worth the squeeze.
New ticking time bomb. That's God complex shit. That's what it is. Classic. Like, I'm really good at all this other stuff, such as singing. I must be fucking awesome at flying a plane.
Yeah.
And building it. And all the rest that goes with it. Fucking dead. I don't miss him.
I do respect the I've got a private jet. Someone flies me around in it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Prefer that than your Harrison Ford going, actually, I'm coming to land on the right runway at Orange County Airport. Yeah, no, mate. There's a United flight there.
Fuck off, Han Solo. there is this incident. It's an unnamed woman. Bloody lot of Jane Doe's going around, going to Portland. The Doe family got more Janes in the sky than Johns.
Do you reckon they're Jane Doe's in this instance? Because, again, the bloke doesn't want to ask her name because it seems fucking...
She's nude. Yeah, police officer goes...
What's your name?
I don't want to know your name. You obviously haven't got any ID on you there. Men get identified more somehow. Mm-hmm. More John Doe's in the morgue. More Jane Doe's on planes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Toe tags, we've discussed this. More Johns and Janes.
Yep. It's the patriarchy again.
At it again. Making money off the John Doe toe tags. The woman's behaviour is said to have been erratic in the airport. Perfect time to say, hey, not in a confined space, go take a bus with all those other fucking victims on the run and drug dealers and shit. Get on a Greyhound. As a plane was taxiing on the runway, she tried to pry open an overhead panel and pull out an oxygen mask.
There we go.
Need some air. Can't wind the window down. Then she jumped over the person sitting next to her and out of a seat.
How long until that's a thing?
What?
Well, we've already got at concerts, you've got a room just in case you don't like.
Oh, yeah.
The sound being up too high and all the colours.
You get your own pod.
Let me open the window a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, sorry, everyone, it's going to get cold for a sec.
I wouldn't mind that a bit myself, actually.
Oh, there's some flights where it's like, what the fuck is going on? Mm. Why is it so hot?
Yeah.
Just sitting there, everyone's sweating and like, just pump the AC. Do whatever you've got to do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the outside outer window on the double glazing's got a little pinhole in it.
Hmm.
If I had a drill bit in my luggage, I could put a pinhole in front of that. So
I'm surprised you don't. You bring a fucking Stanley knife around.
Drill bit wouldn't get through security, I wouldn't think.
Hmm.
Oh, you'd find a way.
Hmm.
Put it in something else.
Pack of the twisties.
She threw herself on the ground near the cockpit door. This is where we saw some stuff. This is a fucking panic attack. Like she complains she's got no air and continuously bangs on the cockpit door while a flight attendant tries to calm her down. Video stops and then the woman
starts. As we all know, never tell a woman to calm down. That's just going to make that worse. Even if it is.
Reverse.
Yeah.
Reverse psychology, you reckon?
Fire up, lady.
Don't tell me what to do.
Can't win.
Well, someone must have told her to keep her clothes on because she started stripping naked. Pilot turned the plane around. That'll do. Now, taxiing hadn't even taken off. Jane Doe removed by police at this stage.
Status changed?
No.
Wow.
Never Again. Fear, though. I mean, yeah. The world has people like Geezer from Westgate, UK, to comment on news articles. I fucking hate geezers. Like, imagine the term geezers, fuck, the concept, everything about it.
I'll be amazed. I am stunned that he got the username Geezer.
Mm, just Geezer.
Yeah.
Not Geezer 197564.
Yeah.
Geezer. Geezer. I reckon those pricks are more caricatures than Ocker Australians could ever be. Geezers. And they're proud of it. They're real proud. Mm. Not many of us are proud. They're fucking proud. At least we're ashamed at the general concept of the Aussie bloke. Geezer from Westgate Uck commented on a news article. He said, "One good punch, knock her right out if my kids were on there."
Let's throw them in.
I mean, the age-old conundrum is women and children need to be protected. Which one first? Yeah. Geezer's kids having to watch that, or a woman you can just punch because she's having a panic attack? Geezer's got us covered. Fucking hell. Anyway, it's obviously an
episode. Turned a negative into a positive. I like that. Episode. Why would you go on that? It's not even someone's punched her out and he's gotten on and said,
"I would too."
I would too.
No.
He's concocted his own situation where he's...
Yep. Bit Marky Mark, isn't it? Without the violence towards women aspect.
Mm.
Marky Mark would have taken 9/11. How?
Easy.
Just would have.
Whole lot of blood up in the first class cabin.
Is that his quote?
Yeah.
Hits.
That's the end of it. There's a...
Yeah.
Wouldn't it, something about wouldn't have happened with me on there.
Right.
Mark Wahlberg stopping 9/11.
Yeah. He's a little bloke.
Is he?
Yeah. He'd be, I reckon he'd be 5'8" internet inches.
Wow.
Yeah, he's little.
He's getting up at 2 a.m. and starting workouts and stuff. He's
Don't
one of those.
Do that if you're tall.
Wow.
Don't have to. Enjoy your sleep. It's a panic attack or something. As always, it's a bit of a pendulum swinging effect here. We let all the mentals out of asylums and onto the streets. And then we're all good. We can deal with that. But then insist that it's everyone's right to get in confined spaces and with other people and have episodes. Where do you stand here? Like, where do you stop people who are, you know, there's been.
I don't. Yeah, if you need to bring that peacock on board, you can do that.
Mm.
If you need the Shetland pony, and you can have that.
Yeah. But airlines are private enterprises, as a general rule.
Mm.
Would they be allowed to? I mean, why wouldn't they be allowed to, as a private enterprise, just go, "We're a business, we're discriminating on the basis of risk to others of you having a breakdown"?
It's like free,
show us your fucking medical.
Freedom over everything, over common sense.
Yes.
Freedom.
But then, like, planes are so full, they're making good profits, I would think. You can, like, autism diagnoses have dropped since little threats of not being allowed to drive and shit if you're autistic.
Oh, really?
You see this?
No.
Well, as usual, Queensland leading the way in particular, issuing fines for not disclosing medical conditions when renewing your licence. So late onset autists appear to be affected the most here.
Mm-hmm.
The young ones are happy not to have to drive like you. They just, whatever. Everyone else can sort that out. They'll take me. But now I believe there's less clambering for labels to explain your behaviour because it may not be to your advantage. So it's a bit it's a fucking grey area. Here's something I didn't know when I was reading about this.
Maybe do you think people have missed out on the boom time of, you know, the boom time of
Victimhood TM?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Like, once it's like you want to have all these stuff so you get special privileges, here's some you can't have. Not allowed to fly, not allowed to drive. Oh, actually, I'm healthy.
Well, it's funny. We've got mates that, you know, I won't say names, but mates that clearly have...
Who are they?
ADD.
Oh, yeah.
And issues. And then we've got some other mates that are trying to get on. And now within that community, they're going, hold on.
There's dissension.
Mm. Hold on a sec.
I don't think you're sick enough.
Mm.
Whereas I am. And I've been doing lots of good jokes about it. Don't muscle in on them. Although you don't mind diagnosing. You and your mate Sean Woodland called me autistic recently in my absence.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He told you that.
He didn't tell me that you jumped to my defence. That's one thing I won't do.
I said he's got a bit of something, I think. I don't know which one. But, yeah, it is an interesting I'm still yet to see some of our mates that said, since I found out I got ADHD.
Your mates, yeah.
But I'm yet to see anyone get the diagnosis, get the meds, and go, and now I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
Everything's sorted.
Mm-hmm.
My brain wasn't right. They seem to be the same, plus I've got ADD.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same. You know what I mean? No, but with more content.
Yeah. I'm actually a rocket scientist now, guys.
Yeah.
Until I had my Ritalin, I couldn't sit down and I was actually very smart. I just couldn't focus.
Yeah.
But now I've got everything in line.
Some of them are hyper, like really high achieving types. How come they're not all? Okay. It's almost as if it's inconsequential. Like fucking doesn't matter. Anyway, we can solve this as doctors. We could be like those, comedian podcasts.
Hughie said on his show the
scientists as well. They've become scientists.
Yeah.
They yell that loud that they're now scientists. That's how you do it. I'm an intellectual because I'm screaming so fucking loud. There's no way I'm not right about this.
I got my PhD in not backing down.
Here's something I didn't know about this. Male autistics have slower...
Oh, geez, you're still going. Yeah. Well, I didn't realise there were facts,
You were banging on about something. Male autistics have slower hazard detection times and difficulty recognising hazards, including pedestrians.
Oh.
So maybe the road toll conundrum could be solved right now. Like if whatever we've tried in the past hasn't worked, it's time to think outside the box. We should have the balance right. Just autistic women and non-autistic men only on the roads. Experiment with that. See what happens. If that's something,
but what it's saying, autistic women are quicker on the
fine. So not autistic women and we've got to experiment with something. Road toll's massive. Who are we to say? We could reduce autistic on autistic crime here with people running over. Because I don't know if
I see news stories of cars wrapped around shit, and it looks to me more a combination of other things.
It's not autism,
speed and booze.
Yeah. Although I nearly ran over one once. There was a comedian we know, I'll tell you later, walking on a footpath, and I was in the ute going fairly slowly, and this person fucking didn't look up, pretty much a bit of a shoelace inspector type, just fucking turned 90 degrees straight across a crossing. Would have been my fault, but I was going like 30 or something. But even when I locked up and screeched, still didn't look. Just didn't look and go, I nearly got hit by a car, just walked straight across and turned and went to another. You know, they turn fairly quickly. They turn a corner real quick, way quicker than I would, and unpredictably. That's why it's quick and you don't see it coming. that's one of the diagnosis points for me. It's, oof. It's just not like the robot one.
You know, you've got to do the NFL shuttle cone test. How quick can you?
But when we're walking a lot, when I'm about to turn a corner. You get a couple of seconds notice. Them, none. Fucking bang. Anyway, very unpredictable.
Well, normally you also yell out, left up here, cunt. So I do know when you're about to turn left.
Anyway, the world nearly lost laughter that day. I never told him. No point. Anyway, how far do you take this discrimination, though? Because, like, nightclubs, pretty much, in terms of letting people on planes, I'm talking, nightclubs are just... bouncers pretty much at the door just demanding rich blokes, you give them cash and hot chicks are allowed in, everyone else can rack off. Airlines used to discriminate on looks for employing people. That's gone, obviously. And why can't they bring it in for customers? Just going, no, not
It'd be you. Great. Same rules as a nightclub apply on a plane.
Yeah.
You're trying to get on board and you're like, fuck, I've got to wait for a group of chicks to get on board this plane. Otherwise, I'm not getting in.
If I had a plane,
two trying to get on a flight. Fuck, we need two chicks.
I'd have John Hoppawati on the air bridge. not today, mate. Not in those crocs. Get your bag and fuck off.
Jesus Christ. Well, sort of sharp left turn in the middle of that episode, actually.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I'm making real effort.
Told you, Woodland, you're not wrong.
Grim.
That brings us to the end of another episode of Midflight Brawl. Thanks for listening. If you want to support the pod, midflightbrawl.com or patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Heggie's on tour. Grogan all around Australia 2024. Get to lukeheggie.com for tickets to see him live. We're coming to Melbourne and Perth. Bunch of other dates being added soon. Midflightbrawl.com for tickets.
Get around it.
Have fun. Let's go and do some sharp turns. See you, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.